About time, bitch.
My name is Miss Tiffany Morgan.
Rowing away.
It's Troy.
What's going on here?
Just a whole lot of celebrity.
Pause for applause.
Oh my god, hello and welcome to
What's the Maple Tea?
Why can I hear myself talking?
Oh, because, yeah, anyway, yeah.
Echo. Welcome to the live broadcast podcast where we talk about echolocation and magic school bus and also the digestive system. And we also talk to drag performers like today, where we have special guest. I'm going to wait until she's ready to add the other camera.
Please just keep chatting there.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about myself.
She's turning into quite the diva here, thinking that I can actually move quickly enough to be able to fix the problem. She's like, why am I hearing myself? I'm trying to work on that first problem, Rowena.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. We are working. It's good.
We're working. Okay.
We're good now. You can't hear yourself. Can you hear yourself?
That's Papa, a good can question. You hear can us? I hear myself?
No,
she am I can't. Hearing myself or am she, I just speaking?
I doubt she can ever hear herself. My
yeah,
God.
Yeah, otherwise I probably wouldn't say half the shit that I say. That's for sure. Speaking of saying shit, oh, tell us about Rue the Cat. Speaking of saying shit, we have a guest with us today who's going to say shit. Everyone, welcome, Rain St. Cloud.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Thank you for being here. You're going to be on there at some point. Oh, okay. Do I have to move?
Well, we'll figure this out.
Oh, my God. I'm just so important that I'm here in Devil.
Wow. Truly.
Truly. Truly. The most important.
Mm-hmm. Front center.
Yeah, front center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, mm-hmm. You know.
Queen of Wheat, you know.
No, no, mm-hmm. Today we're Queen of the Night.
Queen of the Night,
Queen of the Night.
Queen of the Night. Queen of the Night.
Which people keep telling me that they like better than Queen of Wheat, which, I mean, like, I don't know how to take it, except, like, well, I don't know.
I mean, when you have the nighttime activities, you eventually become royalty.
This is true. This is true. The royalty of the nighttime activities.
Yeah.
Tiffany's
yeah.
playing around instead of talking.
No, I'm trying to. All right. All right. Well, we'll just figure that out.
Well, no one needs to see anyone. It's fine. We're the live broadcast podcast. That's not video today.
Well, it might be working.
Should we
Who
just
knows?
Like turn?
No, no,
actually,
it might
yeah,
be working.
If you're,
it might
if
be
you're
working.
Watching right now, can you see Rain?
Yeah, because we can't see them on the camera anymore. But anyway, yeah. it is what it is. Rain St. Cloud, welcome to Sweet Pea Studios.
Thank you for having me. It's a delight to be here. You know, finally on the other side of the screen.
Oh,
on the
my
other,
goodness,
on the other side.
Is it as glamorous as we make it look?
Truly, truly,
truly. I mean, the curtains match the drapes, right?
Mm-hmm. Confirmed. I mean, you missed what happened before you came.
Oh,
you know, Tiffany and I got a little more close.
A little close. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness! I can't wait to hear that story. Apparently, they can see everyone.
Yep, exactly.
Two no. Rowenas, one Rain, one Tiff. Excellent.
Yes. Woo! Yes.
You can see me from all angles. Never a bad angle.
I love how it's like catfishy, distorted in the one.
It really is. It's like fisheye. It's fisheye.
So, Rain St. Cloud, what brought you here? Is it, did Rowena promise you fame, glamour?
A cash tip of $100,000.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That sounds like you should have gotten that in writing. Really?
Really, truly, you really, should have got that in writing.
A cash tip of $100,000 is not even the prize. That's the tip?
Just the tip. Just the tip. That's all I'm looking for right now is just the tip.
I wonder what the rest of it is, because that's a big deal. Big deal.
That's a really big tip. Yeah, mm-hmm. My gosh. What is that in $5 bills, Rowena?
Oh, my goodness. So there's 25s in every 100, so 200 in 1,000, 2,000 in 10,000, 20,000 in 100,000, 20,000 fives.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Math.
Yeah. Math. I'm like, that's more than a suitcase, I'm thinking. Anyway.
You know what? If you just stuff them in really tightly, I bet you could fit them in my bra. Or in your
yeah.
Your pack, right?
Yeah, in my pack.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dear Lord. It's mm-hmm. like some sort of endless vortex that is called Rowena's chest.
Mm-hmm. That was for the visual audience only.
Stop, Rowena. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Suddenly I'm like, meat spin is coming back.
Oh, my God. Meat spin. Oh, my God. How many times did you watch it? Were you gay? Did it tell you were gay?
Well, I mean, it told me many things.
And what is it telling you now?
It's the same thing that it was telling me, but now I have words for it.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I mean, do we want to just dive right in?
Let's go.
Let's dive right in.
Right into the deep end.
Right. So Rowena, did you mention that we're doing a little series? We're doing a little series.
We are. We're doing a series. We are interviewing local drag entertainers, mostly the patriarchs and matriarchs of Kingston drag. So talking about their experiences in Kingston drag, talking about how it feels to have given birth to people. Or to have, you know, inseminated others who gave birth. Mm. Hey, drag is complicated. There's so many different genders out there. It's, yeah.
I love how you're just using all these procreation things when it's like very artistic, but let's talk about it in terms of procreation.
I mean, I'm a drag immaculate conception, so oh. I am, you know,
she is
Jesus.
Like Venus. She's like Venus. She just came from, you know, some sort of foamy jizz on the floor of some Alberta nightclub.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
She just emerged.
Did I, like, I just, what's it called when, ooh, my biology is escaping me, when two cells just divide? Mitosis.
Mitosis.
Please welcome to stage, mitosis.
Mitosis.
Actually, you know what? I kind of like that. But can we spell it like mitosis?
Yes.
Sis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mitosis.
Mitosis.
Oh, anyway.
I like when people handle my microphone.
Mm.
Yeah. So we're talking today with Rain St. Cloud, who I think it would be safe to say you are the father of Kingston's alt drag scene.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a title I'd like to wear proudly.
Yeah.
You
right?
know, it's I have two drag children. You know, it was a very complicated birth, but it was worth it. Definitely. You know, I feel I have, you know, the best story, you know, with my drag child, Lizzie, the first one.
The first one, yes.
Conceived at a protest against drag story time in Brockville.
Oh. Wow. Who was throwing the semen around?
You have to come to my child's, Lizzie St. Cloud's solo show to find out the whole story.
Oh, I love this. See, a good performer knows when to plug their self.
Conceived at a protest. I'm like, which side of the picket line were they? I'm like, was it this full conversion?
It was a very interesting protest for sure. I mean, there was ABBA there, and everyone was dancing to ABBA. So ABBA. It truly, ABBA brings everyone together.
How did I miss this?
I thought you were part of ABBA by now.
Literally.
I thought you were the fifth member. Mm. Yeah, it's now pronounced ABBA with a silent T at the end.
A bat? Is it a bat? Is it a bat?
A bat.
A bat shalom. But yeah, so you have one child, Lizzie St. Cloud.
Mm-hmm. I have a son, Colin Sick.
A son, Colin Sick.
There were other drag children, but they have gone off on their own, which, you know, it's sometimes that's what children must do. You know, you have to spread your wings and find your own landing area.
Spread your wings and learn to fly to the highest mountain in the sky. Sorry.
I thought you were about to go into Sound of Music for a second, but that was that's a discussion for later.
Oh, no, that's not Sound of Music. That's another. Hello, Jazz. Hello, Your Majesty, Rain, Rowena.
Yep. She's Your Majesty.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. No, and in the right order of things, too. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. You know what? If I come third, at least I had a good time first.
Yeah. Anyway. Suddenly all those Let's pornos go, Pan are Daddy. Starting to pop into yeah. my head.
Let's go, Pan Daddy.
That oh, is my Lord. Name. I am Pan Daddy.
Pan Daddy.
Yes, as I'm pansexual, and you know, that's it, I'm a daddy, and so it just collaborates.
That works. That really works.
They really like that.
It works great, and you know, I do try and get everyone to come to our monthly orgies. You know, it's invite only.
Three people without socks on.
I try to get everyone, but it's invite only.
It is invite only. But, you know, if you come to our shows, you might get the golden condom.
I've got a golden condom. It doesn't taste great, but I wear it with pride. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
The guest always follows Her Majesty. Well, thank you. Yes. Yes, thank you, Jess.
Thank you, Jazz. So you say that you have other drag children, but they've flown the coop. They've gone off on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Off on their own. How many drag children have you birthed?
I mean, technically 5 in total. 3 have gone to bigger, brighter places than my other 2 are.
Wow. The old stiletto in the sky.
Exactly.
The old stiletto in the sky.
The old sequin moo-moo.
Wait, there's nothing Only wrong with a sequin moo-moo. There's nothing wrong with a sequin moo-moo. What does that mean?
I am also still accepting drag children all the time. Anyone who wishes to be a child of the Pan Daddy. My loins are wide open for you.
Loins. The loins are birthing, and they're endless. They're infinite. They're black hole.
Truly.
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's just so much to go on. Okay.
So she's not going to say anything instead is what usually happens. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. She gets overwhelmed with all of the endless possibilities.
Truly.
Yeah.
It's what happens often when people talk to me. People say I have this charisma, this very intimidating aura and presence. I don't get it.
And uniqueness?
Mm-hmm. Uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Mm. Oh, I didn't say nerve and talent, but...
You have charisma and uniqueness.
No, I'm teasing. I get really you'd have more children. I don't know. I'm quite selective with my children for some reason. Mm. Most of the time they turn into people who have been hounding me down for mm-hmm. weeks and weeks mm-hmm. and weeks.
Like one person listening.
Yes. And they're like, be my mama. I'm like, okay, fine.
Oh my God, you're like that baby from Dinosaur. It's like, mama.
Not the mama. But well, with you, it's yes, daddy. It's yeah. the Pan Daddy. Yes, the Pan Daddy.
Well, drag has become such a big thing for me. And you know, when I started 3 years ago, I didn't know where it would take me exactly. I thought it was just, I love makeup, playing around with it, you know, exploring a mask inside was fun. It was a little bit more challenging trying to resculpt my face and being able to share my love of drag, the craft of it, it just means a lot to me. That's why I never say no. If anyone says, hey, Rain, can you help me with drag? Anything. My messages, my loins are wide open for anyone and everyone.
Slide right into the loin. DMs. Slide right into the DMs.
So if anyone is going to go to a Rain St. Cloud show, what are they expecting then? Like, just give the audience a little bit of a taste. What is a Rain St. other than some really awesome microphone work where you make Tiffany is like, I just don't know what to say.
Well, there'll definitely be a lot of sexual tension.
Oh, okay.
Some good old emo classics, mm-hmm. you know, brings you right back to your emo, angsty high school days.
It'll make you want to put on black eyeliner.
Exactly. Yeah. And realize it was never a phase. You just shifted perspectives. And, you know, you realize that maybe that song sounds a little bit better with a little bit more guitar and bass.
Okay. Mm. So if you go to the show, you're going to reinvigorate your youthful angst.
Exactly.
I love it.
In many ways.
In many ways.
And emo is kind of like your tour de force sort of thing.
Yeah, right? I like to brand myself as Kingston's pop punk prince.
Kingston's pop punk prince.
PPPP.
Wait, who Kingston's was
pop punk pan daddy?
Someone branded themselves as a pop punk princess. Who was that?
Maybe Lilith?
No, she's the glam gore whore.
Or the garbage.
Oh, garbage. Garbage chute.
Yeah.
Trash disposal. Garburator? She's the garburator.
Stop. She's not here to defend herself.
Sometimes she listens while she's at work. And mostly she don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, it is 3 hours. She would still be the last hour of work.
Do we really think that Lilith Kane works?
She works.
But glam whore.
Glam whore.
Yeah, glam gore whore. Mm. When you were drinking from your cup earlier, I thought that it said keep calm and daddy on.
That would be very appropriate.
It would be appropriate.
I should get a mug like that.
One of your children should get you a Daddy's Day mug. Because yes. Daddy's Day and Kingston Pride line up every single year.
Perfect.
So it's a Pride Daddy Day, also known as a Pan Daddy Day.
PPP, three Ps.
PPP. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get Rain St. Cloud a gift this Pan Daddy Day, then you should get a Keep Calm and Daddy On mug. You might have to get this custom made. But then I realized that that's Tiffany's mug, and mm-hmm. there's no way that Tiffany has a Keep Calm and Daddy On mug.
No. But thank you for thinking about me.
Oh my goodness, Tiffany. Are you going to be okay today?
It was a Monday, bitch.
Despite it being Tuesday.
It was after a long... Did you do anything on the Family Day long weekend?
Of course I had my children over.
Did you?
Yeah. I had my drag children over. It's Family Day. What else?
Okay. This is so weird. It's interesting to see this kind of family dynamic because, like, with me, I'm like, meh, whatever, their birth, you can defend yourself.
And how many of those, how many children have just been thrown into the universe now, Tiff?
It's less than five, for sure.
Well, you know, I'm really thankful for, you know, Lizzie and Colin because... When Lizzie was birthed, you know, it was right when the open stage was just starting to ramp right up. And, mm-hmm. you know, I could thank you endlessly for creating the open stage because it truly has created so much love and a lot of community and networking for me. You know, it was Bewitched came on, Problem Matthew came on, Flow Pony came on, Universe started, you know, and I am so very thankful, you know, for all those performers coming out, they are now my chosen family.
The open stage family really is your drag family.
And I searched, I remember searching for many, many years throughout, being a teenager to a young adult and trying to find a community. And I finally found it in drag, but then all of a sudden COVID happened. So it's kind of tricky to create a community when you're not allowed to see people face to face. And, you know, I'm very, very lucky and very thankful for, you know, where drag has taken me. You know, it's allowed me to express myself in ways I could never before. It's helped me explore my gender. It's definitely helped me regain my confidence with my, you know, sensuality. And again, people have come up to me and they say, I love your drag. It's so cool. You know, it inspires me to try, you know, different things. You know, people describe my drag as anime based. Okay. And I'm a huge weeb, so...
See, no one's ever come up to Tiffany and said any of those things.
Which is probably a good thing, because you know, we don't need another replica of Tiffany Morgan. Sherri Ann Hicks. I'm teasing. She's always going for my same numbers.
She does. She performs all of your same songs.
Well, no, she does do a lot of other numbers, and I'm like, I want to steal that now. But no, it's really important to kind of find your own unique voice here in town. And I think you've definitely found it. Like, you know, you're definitely the one and only Pan Daddy sort of thing.
I love that name. I'm never gonna forget it.
I think that's a word we're gonna keep using.
Yeah, tonight. We're gonna use it a lot tonight. So if you're willing to talk about it, I would love to ask you a question about your transition, which happened recently.
So, I'll let you finish. I'm so bad at interrupting people.
No. I interrupt Tiffany. I interrupt everyone on this podcast. I never let people finish a sentence. So you started doing drag 3 years ago, and just recently, this past year, you've started your transition into being a trans man.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you think your experience as a drag king has informed your decision to make this change in your personal life?
I think what really it stems from my time of trying to figure out how I wanted my drag king to look like. Before I came out as a trans man, I was non-binary for several years before, about 3 years before. In fact, I even came out non-binary at the Kingston Pride. And I didn't realize how loud it was until I was doing the reading the next day. And I'm like, oh, I'm really happy my parents don't come downtown. So reflecting back on, you know, what it means to me to be a man and my masculine appearance, I remember being always so frustrated with myself because I told myself I looked too femme. I was not masculine enough. So kind of critiquing myself and just thinking like, why am I getting so angry about looking too feminine? And sort of exploring like, okay, but why am I so concerned being feminine? And then finally relaxing, like, it's okay to be a little bit feminine. And then being able to look in the mirror and say, maybe I feel a bit more comfortable being a little bit more mask. Because in my transition, I would often go back and forth between saying, I want to start testosterone, I don't want to start testosterone. Because I was worried about how I would appear, how I would look. It would take away from, you know, my feminine side based on a living situation I was in. And finally, the summer, I said, nope. You know, I went through the pandemic at unemployment where my life wasn't really put first. And, you know, realizing that it could just blow up one day. You know, I could have a heart attack in my sleep. I can throw a claw and die. And I want to live my life the best way I possibly can. And that also kind of matched up with drag of I found my community. I found my chosen family. I found where I was in the world. And now it's time for me to say, I want this. I need to set boundaries. I need to put myself first. And, you know, kind of backtracking everything, you know, when I started drag, I unfortunately had an experience where my confidence was just wiped down. And I felt that I couldn't, you know, express my feelings. I couldn't express who I was. I was hiding a huge part of myself. I was ashamed of who I was and, you know, my feelings. And then through drag and through talking to other friends, I was able to kind of bring that back. So it's like a full circle. Like I definitely have a little bit of the neurospicy, hence this is a tangent.
Neurospicy.
But, you know, dressing up as, you know, a man, quote unquote, you know, being able to live that kind of experience and feeling more comfortable doing that rather than being forced to be super feminine. So today, 3 months just before I came, I shot myself up with my testosterone, which is great. But, you know, it's having the community, having the support, you know, one of like Blow Pony has been like my biggest support for transitioning. You know, they have been there for me since day one. And so I guess like drag ties everything around. Like I can't not speak of drag any day of my life. You know, it's helped me transition. It's helped me, you know, find who I want to be. You know, it's helped me accept that, you know, I can also be a little bit feminine whenever I want, and it's not the end all to be all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will say that we got a comment from Blow Pony saying, I love you, Rain. And we also got a comment from Bewitch saying, be right back, crying at work. I'm so happy that we're family.
Aww. Yes, Bewitch has definitely been, you know, it's a competition between Blow Pony and Bewitch for who is my number one supporter during my transition. They have both been there from the very get-go cheering me on. And I am so extremely thankful. You know, it truly is, it's a very scary thing, you know. Transitioning definitely caused a huge shift in my life. Mm-hmm. For like good versus bad, you know, but it's a new chapter in my life and I have to keep thinking about that, you know. Mm-hmm. Coming out at work, that was kind of a little bit scary, you know, having to tell people like, no, actually, this is my new chosen name. Mm-hmm. These are my pronouns. And so far it's been good. Like, I haven't had any pushback. My coworkers have been fabulous. I mean, like, they have a few slip-ups, but I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, mm-hmm. very, very respectful. And a lot of, you know, the people who I work with have advocated and said, no, actually, that's not their name.
It's wonderful that you've been able to consciously go through all of this and to discover more about who you are slowly. And in a way that allowed you to examine it. Mm-hmm. And that fact that you have so many supports in place and that those supports are not only your family, but your chosen family mm-hmm. and friends through drag is amazing. And I want to give a shout out to the Kingston drag community for supporting you.
Yes, thank you to my chosen family. Pan Daddy loves you very much.
Because without that, I feel like this past year, you've really come into your own as a host.
Yes.
And as an entertainer, like, I see so much power from you on stage now. And it's really mesmerizing to watch.
Thank you. That really means a lot to me. Yeah, I only started hosting because Lizzie kind of wanted to do shows. And she asked me, will you host? And I can't say no to my child. Plus, you know, it's sort of like, well, I want to, like, amp up my drag bussy, you know. You know, that's the next level. You got to host.
You need to amp up the drag gonads.
Correct.
Amp up the drag gonads. Amp up the drag bussy. I love that.
Amp up the bus.
It's true. Hosting is the next level, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's for everyone. I think it's all, you should always try it. Everyone should try hosting.
I agree.
Because you'll never know if you're comfortable in that space of being on stage and speaking and introducing and like riffing until you try it. Mm-hmm. And it's probably one of the most nerve-wracking things you can do.
It truly is.
Yeah. But once you try it, it's like, I like to say try anything once. Mm. I'm willing to try anything once. The only thing that I'm saving for later is death.
Yes, would agree.
And Tiffany Morgan.
And Tiffany Morgan. But like, the only way to really experience life is to try new things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you've done that with drag.
Yep.
Tiffany does not. So that's fine.
What are you talking about? I try new shit all the time. What are you talking about? I tried to upload a video. That's new shit.
She did do the share doing ABBA instead of just doing ABBA. That was new.
See, that mind-boggling.
She tried new shoes.
Trendsetter.
She did. She wore shoes online. Half inch heel, too.
I bought shoes online for the first time, too. Yes, mm-hmm, glasses, mm-hmm. too, as you can see now. So I'm going to ask the next question, then. Because you're kind of talking about growing and doing new things. Where do you see yourself? Am I going to do the business pitch? Where do you see yourself in 5 years from
now? Oh my god, give us your 60 second elevator pitch for the future of Rain Saint Cloud.
I would love to hear what you think the future of your drag, but not just your drag, but Kingston drag and the drag, like, what do you see happening
in the next 5 years? I'd really love to see myself obviously continue to do drag, you know, continue to host. You know, I like myself to be seen as a pillar within the community. I would love to have, you know, like maybe bi-weekly shows at a nicely established safe space. You know, right now it's a little bit tricky with the venues in Kingston, but, you know, it's, you know, with Kingston Drag, you both can attest, it comes in waves.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a low wave. It's going to go whoosh, and go down.
Everyone's on vacation right now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Tiffany was trying to book someone for this weekend, and literally everyone's on holidays. I don't, you know what? I have respect for all of the people who said no to you. And I'm going to explain that. I'm a little confused.
She knows more than I've told her.
So
I didn't have any problems finding performers. I have no idea what you're talking about, Rowena.
So almost all of Kingston's drag scene, with the exception of the people who were at your It's Not a Phase Part 2 show, and the few people that I dragged out of retirement for my comedy show.
literally dragged out of retirement.
I literally, like when I asked Problem Matthew to be in the show, he was like, well, I'm supposed to be on holidays. I'm supposed to be taking a break. But this sounds fun. Okay, sure, let's do it. But most of Kingston's drag scene was taking February off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why exactly, but I respect the decision because I struggle to take any time off. Mm. And it really does help you recenter not just your personal self, but also your drag self and what you actually want to do.
Mm-hmm. And I was upset that no one had told me that that's what we were planning on doing, because I would have taken February off too.
Yeah.
Because I was like, February is a perfect time for any drag, or any performer, any thespian sort of thing, because February, no one goes out.
Yeah, it was cold. It's crummy out. No one wants to do anything after Christmas.
Yeah.
But you know what? I actually think March is the perfect month to take off, even though I have lots of events. I'm not taking it off. Anyway, I'm not taking it off. Go to my website.
What is that day? What is that date? What is the perfect date?
So the perfect date is April 24th. Oh, April 25th? April 25th. Not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket and a condom.
A golden condom.
A golden condom.
To go to the Pan Daddy party afterwards.
I'm a firm believer that March is a good month to take off because it's when people are really, truly miserable of winter. And they don't want to do anything. But then also March break happens, and no one does anything except for March break.
Well, there's also St. Paddy's Day, which involves a lot of drinking.
The drunkenness, and people don't go to drag shows on St. Paddy's Day.
But also the Easter long weekend, where everyone leaves, they go to their homelands. Which may be Kingston.
Did you hear? So I've apparently coined a new term, and I love it, and it's catching on, so we're going to spread it here as well.
Is it fetch?
It's not fetch, no.
Okay.
So on March 29th, we're hosting an event in Kingston. I'm hosting an event in Kingston.
Wait, is that not Easter long weekend?
Called the International Day of Pink Visibility Tour. It's all about visibility across Canada and talking to people like the creator of the trans flag, Monica Helms, some members of the Brunswick Four, and also drag performer Aja, drag and ballroom performer Aja / Venus. They will all be in Kingston March 29th. Which is Good Friday, but I've decided to reclaim that date as Gay Friday. And very it's catching on. Mm-hmm. It's catching on.
Very gay.
Yeah, very gay.
Oh, if we don't have any other reasons for the conservatives to cancel us.
You know what? The conservatives can go...
if we don't have any other reasons for them to cancel us. Jeez Louise.
No. Anyway, it's now Gay Friday, and then, you know, Easter Monday is just like Easter Monday, because I like chocolate.
Mm, yes.
Yeah. But like Good Friday, why is that Friday any better than the other ones?
Now it's Gay Friday,
and that makes it better than every other Friday.
Easy to remember.
Sound off in the comments if you are going to celebrate Gay Friday.
Gay Friday.
Ooh, there's a comment asking me about a cat.
Wait, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Tell us about Rue the cat. Who is Rue the cat, Rowena Way?
So Rue the cat is a cat that belongs to some of my best friends. And they are currently sleeping with a whole bunch of people in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So I am taking care of their pussy.
Mm. All right. And let's just do a little check. If you're just tuning in right now, my name is Miss Tiffany Morgan.
I am Rowena Way. And we have special guest.
Rain St. Cloud.
Woohoo! Woo! Pan Daddy
themselves.
Yes, and of course our friends down in Puerto Vallarta are getting the complimentary photos for all the gays where you're like, you know, you're in the skimpy thongs on the rocks at that river falls and stuff. You know, you have to do
that.
You have to do that.
I've never been to PV and I want to go.
Okay, and you snore, right?
I do snore.
Okay, but the two only of us sometimes. The two of us should get a room together because we both snore. That's perfect.
Excellent. We'll just never sleep.
Share a CPAP machine.
Can we get a white noise machine just in between us so we can't hear each other's?
It'll just be Sherri-Ann Hex talking.
That's not white noise. That's like the opposite. That's like purgatory. Sorry.
Whoa.
I was thinking, sorry, you said talking and I was thinking laughing. I was thinking of trying to sleep through Sherri-Ann's laughter.
That's more like an alarm.
Yeah, that is like an alarm. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite, do you remember when?
Wait. You've been hanging out with me too much, Rowena.
Do you remember when CDs first became a really big thing?
Well, I was a child, but yeah.
Yeah, I was also a child. I was so excited, I got an alarm clock that would, like, had a CD in it, and you could put as your alarm the CD.
Slay.
And you could set which song on the CD it would play. So my alarm every morning when I was trying to get up for high school was Shut Up, Just Shut Up by the Black Eyed Peas. And it made me so happy.
What is it? You got to wake up somehow.
And
Fergie's the best.
Fergie is the best.
Oh, dear Lord.
What's going on, Tiff?
No. You're just making me feel so fucking old.
Tiffany used to wake up to 8 tracks.
Don't make me slap you. On the other side and get you another bruise.
It's almost gone. Don't do it. It's almost gone.
Black Eyed Peas was your, like, wake up in high school?
It might have been elementary school. Honestly, I didn't know what year it was. My very first CD. Oh, you'll love this. The very first CD I ever owned was the Broadway soundtrack of Mamma Mia. Mm. So, ABBA.
There we go.
I was destined to meet Tiffany.
Is written in the stars.
It was written in the homo stars. Gay Friday.
Does that mean every homosexual is destined to meet Miss Tiffany Morgan? Because they've all listened to ABBA. There's 5 degrees separation from ABBA.
It's a special thing for me because it was my first CD.
Oh, okay.
My very first CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was your first downloaded illegally song?
Oh, my brother did that for me. He was the one who had Napster.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do that.
Mm. Let's think back early off. It's probably some My Chemical Romance song. Let's be honest.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking.
Or The Used, you know.
Bing, bing.
Some classics. And then accidentally realizing it's just a porno.
Oh my God, I loved downloading videos from like torrent websites and then all of a sudden it would be porn. And I'd be like, oh my God, why is this Sean Cody video porn?
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Oh, how no. Terrible.
How
wow.
could I have oh. done this by Oops. Accident?
Oops. Oh, thing exists.
Oh my God, I think I still have those on a hard drive somewhere. You know how you just like forget that you have stuff on hard drives?
Yeah. No.
No?
No, I have very close tabs on my hard drives.
Oh.
Very exclusive secret stuff.
Ooh. But you have to be part of the orgy to get access.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Join the orgy and you get the Google link.
Are those on drives or are they on the servers? I think they're on the servers.
They're on the servers.
Making money. They're on servers making money.
This is a really weird fact. But a group of people where three or more people do not have socks on is called an orgy.
Well, it's a good thing we're all wearing socks.
Like, I know, right?
That'd be awkward.
Right now, it's just...
Speak for yourselves, bitches.
It's only one person not wearing socks.
Oh, I'm a solo. Anyway.
Any gays.
Happy Gay Friday, everyone. It's a Gay Friday for you.
By the way, did I mention that event is free?
Oh, my God.
It's free, but reserve your tickets early.
Yeah, reserve your tickets.
They
sell out.
They do sell out.
I have reserved my tickets.
Excellent.
But you can also choose to buy one as a donation.
Yes, you can donate. You can donate as well. I recommend that option.
If that's possible for you.
If it's possible for you. If it's not possible for you, just make sure you go on the website and get your reservation because, I mean... Aja will not be there as Aja. She'll be there as Venus, her trans identity, which is amazing because she's also a performer as Venus, and she will be doing a ballroom performance for us all,
Slay.
Which could be really cool.
Ballroom, like on the
as
dance
in like
floor?
As ballroom, as in like gay ballroom
from the TV show Legendary.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, ball. Okay. Okay.
Boots the house down, honey.
Is it called the ball? Is it called the ballroom? Sort of
it's called ballroom. Yeah.
Ballroom. Oh, okay.
The OG drag.
Yeah. The OG drag is like 3,000 years old.
Yeah.
But I mean, we don't really call. No one called it that back.
Walk like an Egyptian. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. There we go.
Who knew the Bengals were 3,000 years old?
They were. As well as Mannequin. Oh my God. Okay, sorry. Suddenly I'm like having flashbacks of 80s movies suddenly. I don't understand. Oh, because I'm singing Bengals songs. All right, let's continue on with this interview.
Oh my goodness.
Rain. Like, everyone's getting ready for, like, it's just welcome to gay queer world. You know, we're getting ready for summer. Do you have any plan, like, do you have any kind of announcements or anything that you want to share with the peoples, with the children of the world?
I'm really excited for June, for Pride Month, you know, Kingston Pride is, it'll be coming up very fast. I find that's what happens. They'll announce the theme, and then I gotta get my interview in. Very, very excited for the chair, new chair, Kingston Pride, Bewitched. Very excited for all the very extravagance and planned events that they have to come. I know there's classic boat cruise. I'm going to try and get on the boat cruise. You know, I have yet to go on the boat.
Yet to perform on the boat?
Correct, because I don't like cruise boats. I hate them. I do not trust them.
Oh.
So it's going to...
Maybe don't tell the people who may be watching right now.
As someone who has performed on the boat, but also someone who gets seasick and someone who...
She just throws herself out the window.
And someone who has been extremely intoxicated on said boat on many occasions.
What?
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Like, I've never felt seasick while on the boat, and even while performing, like, in heels, it's actually quite lovely.
My fear comes from if things go pear-shaped, it's just you in the water. You better hope you're making good with Poseidon.
Well, I will be there, and I know how to swim, and I used to be a lifeguard, so if it does go pear-shaped,
well,
I will save you.
There are
that
also,
is my promise to you.
There are also life jackets for every single person. They will go through the emergency stuff before we leave the dock. Yeah. Before we leave the pier? No, wait. Where is it?
It's a pier. Okay. However, if you are a drag performer and you want to perform at Kingston Pride, they have not announced it yet, but it's on the website. You can currently apply for one of three different shows. You have to apply for one. You can't apply for all three. They're spreading the wealth as a drag performer. If you are a musician or other type of entertainer, you can also apply. I don't know what events, though, because I didn't look.
Rowena, you sound like you're almost a chair of Kingston Pride.
I was. I am extremely happy that Kingston Pride is in good hands with the new board, and I am excited to... That's not how you spell Kingston.
Oh, Kingdom.
Kingdom.
Kingdom. And I am very excited to be able to, you know, just experience Pride as a regular person for the first time in 4 years. Well,
as a spectator?
Yeah. Spectate. Maybe I won't even perform. Actually, that's not true. I already have my brunch booked.
Lovely.
Yeah. I have to do my Daddy's Day brunch.
Of course.
Right? Oh my God, maybe Pan Daddy should be at my Daddy's Day brunch.
If you want Pan Daddy at the brunch, type it in the comments. Let Rowena Huey and Tiffany Morgan know.
Tiffany wasn't invited last year and she showed up anyways. And then she stole my joke.
Oh.
I didn't steal your joke.
She repeated my joke. I said a joke.
And you then stole. Hold on.
Rewind the track.
Hold on. Rewind. Back up. Who stole whose joke again?
You got to comment Pan Daddy Brunch.
Pan Daddy Brunch. Exclusive. Pan Daddy Brunch. Solo show.
Yeah. I used material that Tiffany was going to use at a different event for my event.
And have historically used for many years.
No. It was a joke that we had workshopped together in the car as I drove you to your event.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What is this? False allegations. I am suing for content.
She probably doesn't remember what the joke is.
No, I don't remember what the joke is.
So it doesn't matter. But anyway, Tiffany wasn't invited last year, so it's my brunch, and I would be happy to have Pan Daddy brunch.
There we go. Confirmed.
But if you want to apply, if you're a drag artist and you want to apply, there's a big old tab that says drag artist here on kingstonpride.ca.
Now, before we finish, because I think it's very important that we talk about drag race at some
drag
point.
Drag race. Yeah.
Are you
really
caught up on Drag Race?
The American season?
Yeah.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Season 16.
Yes.
The Sweet 16 of drag. Also known as, it's about to get adult up in here. I don't know. I wonder if like Drag Race will drastically change in a couple years. What would you say to there being a drag king on RuPaul's Drag Race?
I would love it. I will believe when pigs fly. Because unfortunately, you know, drag kings don't exactly, you know, appeal to everyone, to the broader television. Drag kings have been on Dragula, Call Me Mother, Camp Waikiki, and I can't remember if there's another smaller Canadian series.
Oh my God. Canadian series.
Call Me Mother.
Filmed in North Bay. Call Me Mother. Mother.
Yeah, they just said Call Me Mother.
I feel the issue when it comes to drag queen kings is that, you know, it's a different type of drag. There's a little bit more theater. There's a little bit more work that needs to be put in because, you know, there's still some misogyny within drag itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of Drag Race, when Melissa McCarthy came on and was talking about how she used to have her own drag persona, Miss Y, I read a little bit into it because I'm like, I want to see the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
No pictures to be had, but she did a 2017 Rolling Stone interview where she said that she stopped because people would ask her to show her tits. So, you know, it's unfortunate that people who identify as AFAB, you know, do kind of get labeled and have to, you know, unfortunately deal with that. But I would love to see a drag king on. I would love to be one of the first drag kings on Canada's Drag Race. You know, if you look at what Victoria from UK's Drag Race did for their runway, phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Pandora from Germany's.
Yep.
Stunning, you know. Landon Sider won Dragula. There was two drag kings on the most recent season of Dragula. Mm-hmm. Throb Zombie was this
amazing
close.
Name. Such a good name.
I do have questions about the Boulay brothers and their harshness on poor Throb, but that's neither here. We're talking about RuPaul's Drag Race, season 16.
So RuPaul's Drag Race, I feel, could easily have drag kings because the same amount of pageantry that goes into RuPaul's Drag Race, like the costuming and the fashion is really what RuPaul's Drag Race pushes.
Mm.
Like they do the comedy, they do the improv, they do the acting. Drag kings could excel at all of that as well.
Even better. It's been proven.
Yeah. But the pageantry is where people usually point to, but they're wrong if they say that drag kings can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because continental pageantry, the queen and kingdoms across North America have been doing kings and queens pageantry for years and years, decades.
Truly.
And the kings show up and show out. They are incredible. So to say that they couldn't expectations on RuPaul's Drag Race is a lie, mm-hmm. Caused by misogyny.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the step would be to stop saying mask drag when they have the queens get into actual drag king and say, no, you are drag kings. Acknowledging drag yeah. kings are active. I know they, I believe it was maybe France, they had actual drag kings come on and talk to the queens.
Yeah, they did. They mm-hmm. did. So now that we go back to the all-female RuPaul's Drag Race, season 16.
And let me point out, too, which I was quite surprised about, because it was all cisgendered as well, you know.
This season,
yeah.
Well, so all of the people identified as cisgender when they were filming,
yes.
or at least vocally did, but now there's at least one person who has come out as trans. Mm-hmm. That's a mandatory meeting, and someone who's come out as non-binary, Morphine Dion Love.
But yeah, but at the time of filming, of the, mm-hmm. you know, the choosing sort of thing, I was like, wow. mm-hmm. Wow. Because I'm like, hello, our community is very...
diverse.
Mm-hmm. Very diverse.
So do you have someone that you think is going to win season 16?
Oh, who's your pick?
I would love it if Dawn would win. My top three are Dawn, Nymphia, and Q.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Q. Okay.
No, I really, okay. I feel Q is, the only thing that really holds them back is their dancing, which is, it is what it is. You can learn how to dance. It's mm-hmm. not challenging. Nymphia is just so funny. And it's just so, you know, sassy. It'll just sit there.
Pinecone.
I mean, when she did her design challenge, it was very much sitting there like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh. And then she turns out this amazing, beautiful look.
Yeah. And then, of course, Dawn is just so... Well, one, I love Dawn's shadiness.
Yes.
It's like secretly shady. It's very yeah. like subtly shady. And also, of course, their looks are incredible.
Oh, well, they have a punk aesthetic, they too. Do. But mm-hmm. very diverse aesthetic, like, you know, makeup wise and all that, too. And yeah, I'm a stan. Because I was like, wow, you know, because... Quite, let's just be honest, there was quite a few cookie cutter kind of queens out there when they first announced it. And then seeing Dawn, I was like, oh, thank you. Some brevity, some fresh air, for fuck's sakes.
I think my top four would also be Sophia Christelle. Mm. I am just blown away by their level of professionalism and just performance. They can do anything and everything. When I saw Sophia come out, it reminded me of you there, Tiffany. In the big Sephira? Flower. Yeah.
Oh,
your headdress. The sunflower headdress.
No, her costume was a flower that you're growing. Yes. One of the many, many beautiful plants.
Thank you. We're talking about Sephira?
Yeah, Sephira's last
outfit. Yes. Oh my God. That was, that was ready for both the ball and carnival.
You know? It truly was like, a carnival outfit.
I was like, it was ready for everything. It was ready for the runways. It was ready for the carnival season. It was very, yeah. Mardi Gras. Woo! Show us your tits! And at that note.
And on that note, you've been listening to What's the Maple Tea? If you want to find Rain Saying Cloud... and find out about all their upcoming shows and anything else they're doing, how can they find you?
On Instagram at Rain St. Cloud.
R-A-N-E.
Correct.
St. Cloud. And we're going to add
Is there a period in there at all? No.
I don't think you can do periods. You can do periods in Instagram.
I'm the only Rain St. Cloud on Instagram.
Ooh. At the handle.
Or you could go to dragshow.ca and my profile is on there.
I love that caught. I didn't know that caught on until... So I think it was Blow Pony came up and they was like, oh my God, dragshow.ca. I was like, wait, what?
Because we can't use the other one, unfortunately.
No.
It's because it's such a good jingle, but
we did
respect.
Meet that person who made the jingle. Mm-hmm, we recorded a podcast with John.
Yeah.
He was like, mycar.ca. Yeah. That's what I want to use, but I'm not allowed for copyright reasons.
And they just shared another clip of that podcast being like all the fives that you took to buy television from.
I love that story.
Why I was asking you. I'm like, what does all $100,000 worth of fives look like, Rowena?
Well, there you go. $1,000 in fives is $205 bills. And I want to thank you because that TV got me through a lot.
Thank you so much for your generous
donation.
Actually,
no one in Kingston contributed to that TV. That was entirely Edmonton. I bought that in Edmonton.
Mm. Oh my God. Edmonton. And Rain, when's your next show?
My next show is the charity, the Humane Society charity show on March 9th with lovely Tiffany Morgan, Bewitched, myself, Simone Says, Blow Pony, Universe, and Morgan Morbid. Now, hopefully I got everyone because I got it on Friday. Friday was my first show where I named all the performers and I didn't screw up the set list.
Excellent.
So if I have forgotten anything, I am sorry, Bewitched.
And Tiffany, where can they find you?
Well, they can find me at tiffany.com, TYFFANIE.com, and at a garden center near you as well.
Your next show is this weekend.
It's this weekend, this Saturday, at the Royal Tavern 2.0. We are doing a Step Above Stigma. Is a Queens, well, it's not just a Queens program to help with people's... yeah. Anyway, it's stepping above
getting rid of stigma.
I'm losing the words here, but it's a fundraiser. So come on out to that, and it's I believe it's just pay at the door at the Royal Tavern 2.0, which I went to after our show, and I was like, oh, that was nice to get the drink on, you know.
Oh, you went after the comedy show on Saturday?
After the comedy show, yeah. Oh. So shout out to the Tavern 2.0.
Very nice. But I went home and had pizza. Which felt like a very good decision at that point. Mm.
Not the next morning.
So if you're looking for me, you can find me at rowenaway.com. That is WHEY.com. Of course, dragshow.ca. And, I can do it in multiple octaves. And I am taking a weekend off.
Wow.
I know.
Shocking.
I know.
Much deserved.
I know. I'm so excited. Even though I just took like 2 months off because I was sick. But I'm taking a weekend off for my own health, mental health. The answer to the question in the comments, where do I reserve a seat for when Aja comes, go to intldayofpink.org.
Go to dragshow.ca. Just go to dragshow.ca. We got the links on there.
The fact that I remember that. Anyway, go to rowenaway.com. My next show is next Thursday at Daft. And I'm so excited because we're doing a new show. We're doing Drag Sing Along. Drag Sing Along Roulette. Sing Along Roulette, where you get to choose the songs that are performed. They all go on a roulette wheel. We spin the wheel, we figure out what's happening, and I have to figure out how to perform it.
Ooh, there's a wheel.
Slay, a challenge.
Yeah, there's a wheel.
You two are stepping up your drag bussy.
We are stepping up our drag bussies, yes. When I'm in drag, I have neither bussy nor pussy. I am a Barbie doll.
Mm. And find all of our podcast episodes. You can listen to the interview that we did last week with Bewitched. You can also find some really awesome podcasts that we did with Boa and with Jimbo.
And Isis. All these people.
Isis was at brunch. I love that. I love that brunch.
It was public.
So just go to the Maple Teed. Yeah, it was public and no one was bothering us.
No one cared. It was great.
And they're like, oh, I'm here for the great brunch.
I'm just here for the food.
Yeah. Go to themapletea.ca. Themapletea.ca.
Thank you so much, everyone. And
thank you, Rain, for coming to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Yay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.